Victory Bravo.
B, and 4ZLK. Good afternoon, Tommy.
Hey, Shane, how are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm headed into work. Hope you are. I don't know, you home from work now? Are you headed in or what?
Well, most days, and actually have the day off. I'm having to program some radios. We had a class down at the hospital in Greenwood, and we've got 10 new ham radio operators, and I'm setting up radios for them.
Fun. Do you work down there at the hospital?
I get to work from home most days, which is a good thing, or at least that's the way it's been since COVID. My job. And I'm actually on one of these radios hooked to my base antenna, so it's a little HT, hooked to my base antenna down here in southern Greenville County.
Just like you normally sound like, so it's doing a good job.
You know, the antenna makes a lot of difference, for sure. Because the rig I'm normally on has quite a bit more power. This one has about 5 watts, so just goes to show you what a good antenna will do.
I usually try to run about at the lowest setting, whatever radio I'm on, until I need to go up, which is rare. But I know a lot of people run full power all the time, but I feel like the radio might last longer. I'm not sure.
Least power possible is you know, the best, is the policy, I guess you could say. It's the, it's what we should be doing, at least.
Right, what I was taught when I was learning was the least amount of power possible, enough to make a contact, and then, you know, if you're on HF, I don't always turn it down on HF, but I do. I never run the full 100 watts unless I absolutely have to. I can't seem to reach them.
So I like playing with ST8, and I don't do it a whole lot, but it's really cool to turn down your HF rig to the lowest possible power setting, and then call CQ on ST8 and see how far your signal gets out, how far away you are decoded. And then see the difference when you turn it up, 5 watts, 10 watts, et cetera, et cetera. Kind of cool to see how well that works.
KV2HXS mobile.
Dave, yeah, I was sitting at the HF rig that I used for sideband one time, and I had it turned almost completely down, the power, and somebody came in and I responded to him. I didn't even think about the power setting. We had a conversation, and I was barely pushing out any power, but it worked really well that day. Go ahead, Dave, N4ZLK.
And Shane, how are you?
Go ahead, Tommy.
I think that choice of verbiage was intentional there, I think.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I guess from Canada. If you're from Canada, it's, I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, just leaving Spartanburg here. Just got done with an install. A little dirty. Got to go home and wash up. Over to you, Shane. I guess you're heading to work.
And I know it was intentional, and I probably started it. And I'm happy to get it because it's a lot of fun. Anyway, yeah, I'm headed to work. And Tommy, I was just going to tell you at some point, sometimes when I check into a net, I've almost said, and now over to Tommy, because I've been on other nets, and you popped in right behind me, too, and kind of surprised me.
Oh, is that the net the other night on 610?
Tommy usually checks in right behind me.
I got it now. The machine's a little wicked out here. It kind of lost it for a second, but I'm rolling now. Yeah, I'm just heading back to Gurr. Gonna probably use my wife won't let me in the house the way I'm looking right now. So anyway, I heard you guys talking about power settings and whatnot on the radios. Yeah, that's it's I don't know if it's an FCC rule, but it's kind of an unwritten rule. depending on the club, using the repeater and stuff, you know. Repeaters are really meant for mobile radios. You know, people out there that are out and about, mobile or HT, they're not meant for base stations. I mean, I know base stations use them and stuff like that, but mobile radios should have a little bit more priority in, on the repeaters. Anyway, over to you, Shane, and then pass it to the other gentleman.
That, yeah, I don't know if it's a rule, a written rule, but it is one of the suggested methods of operating as least amount of power possible. And Tommy, you and Dave doubled there. I think it was you at the very beginning, and Dave won. So whatever you said a minute ago, if you feel like repeating, go ahead.
You and I were the fortunate ones to be able to be in that last alphabetic group that gets to check in on a couple of nights a week. But that was it, and that I even partially made it in to where you were able to tell that I was doubling with him was it's pretty crazy, just far away as I am. K4XB.
I didn't mean to double with you. I apologize about that. But yeah, I'm quite a ways away. I'm in Spartanburg. I'm in kind of the back hills here. I guess it would be on the north side, kind of off of 585 over here. I'm heading back towards Lyman and Greer. But anyway, over to you, Shane. I don't know what else to add to the conversation, but go on, please.
I can think of something. I hope your install went well. Got it in before, well, they say it's going to rain, but if you look at the weather, everything, or the radar, everything is seems to be tracking south of us. Maybe there'll be some pop-up storms, but yeah, always, Tommy, always, whenever I check in, I've almost done it several times. I've almost said, over to Tommy now, or I'll turn it over to Tommy, because you're usually the next one. Not always, but usually. Anyway, I'll turn it over to you. N4ZLK.
That you did that, I would probably be absent for whatever reason, and it wouldn't go over as well, but we may have to see about coordinating that one night.
Yeah, I figured it wouldn't happen that night. Go ahead, Dave.
And my wife just got home, coincidentally from Spartanburg as well. She works over there, and I'm gonna go say hello. So y'all have a good one. 7-3. Be careful driving, both of you. And hopefully we'll talk to you both again soon. This is Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo.
I don't think we've spoken before. I don't remember. Let's see if I have this. Yeah, I don't remember talking to you, but Tommy, good to meet you. And, oh my gosh, N4XB. Over to you, Shane, N4ZLK in the group KB2HXS.
Have a good day, and hello to the missus. Hope you have a good evening. N4ZLK. And Dave, trust me, he would remember if he had spoken to you before. You're very memorable, whatever the word is. Go ahead.
You said in a positive, loving way.
Done in any other way, Dave. Not in any other way.
You know, I've been on ham radio for quite a number of years, since the 80s, and I've always considered it a hobby and use it lightheartedly and not, and you speak on the radio diplomatically and not in a negative way. And that's the way I've always treated it. And that's the way I'm always going to treat it. It's a hobby. Yeah, you got to laugh, got to have a little fun.
Right, it is a great hobby. Made a lot of nice acquaintances and several good friends. Rarely met somebody that I didn't really care for. It does happen every once in a while, but it's very rare.
It's just like watching the TV, you know. If you don't like something, you change the channel.
I gotta go somewhere else.
Wait a minute. No, I got a phone call. I gotta go. Oh, I'm coming in to get gas. Gotta go.
That. I can't say, or I won't say if I've ever used one of those excuses. I will not admit it.
Patrick caught me one time. He texts me, goes, flyer.
The phone call, I try to hold the microphone up and long enough for the ring to be caught on it so they know I'm not telling the truth.
You know, all I can say is you have to do what you have to do, you know. Just don't be rude about it, that's all.
Right. Well, did you finish the install or you got to go back and do more?
Oh, no, it's done. This is actually a two-parter. We put the main unit under the house, and then we're going to go back and put a mini split in the garage in about 2 weeks.
Those mini splits, in addition, we put on our last house, and it did a really nice job.
Well, I'll tell you what, the mini splits are really nice. I'm thinking about putting one out in my building, out there in my studio out there, because that little wall unit, man, it just doesn't keep up sometimes.
Square feet is that building? About 500, 600?
It's 24 by 30. 600 square foot or so, something like that.
7,200, I think, maybe.
8,000 BTU out there, I think, because it's a metal building, it's fully insulated. It does have, full-size 16-foot across garage door, which is not insulated, but the building is pretty well protected by a lot of shade. There's a lot of shade back there, so not a lot of heat load on the building.
It's pretty tall, too, right? Tall ceilings.
Oh, yeah.
Guitar strings warm and drum heads warmer.
Oh, the guitars don't stay down there. No.
Something down there. Maybe it's just cases.
Somebody.
Nothing worse than a cold brass instrument on a cold, windy day.
Oh, put your lips onto that. Well, I don't leave the...
Dave, you still there?
I hit a button on my mic and I changed frequencies.
You said, well, I don't mean to, and then that was it. It went away.
Don't leave them out there because of the extreme cold. It's no good for the finishes and stuff.
You wouldn't think you did if it wasn't temperature controlled.
I run the mini split all the time. I just have it, when I'm not in the building, I raise the temperature in the summertime a little bit, like 78 or 80 or something. Keep it dry out there, but... No, when I go down to the building, I walk down, I have the guitar in hand, no worries.
Okay, well, as long as the neighbors don't complain about the noise.
Really don't have real close neighbors. I've got 4 acres between me and another neighbor, and my neighbor on the other side, he don't care. I mean, we're far enough away from the house. And like I say, the building is insulated, so if you walk away from it up to the house, unless I have the big door open, you really don't hear much.
Friends over for gig nights or anything, or is it all by yourself all the time?
Oh, no, my band and I were practicing yesterday morning. It's a band that I've been recording with, and then I can't think of the name of the band now, but they're an older band that have been together a long time. They came over and recorded at my studio a couple of weeks ago, and then they're going to come back in a few weeks to finish up recording.
Good. Well, that's cool. I'm glad you can use it. It can actually be used as a recording studio as well. I know I've been there. I just was trying to remember everything you had there.
Shh. Don't tell on me.
Those four walls were able to stand up.
The actual building wall?
I'm trying to undersell it now that it's out there.
Okay. actually, I tell you what, it's in pretty good shape. I don't know when it was put together or built or anything, but it's pretty solid.
Nice place. You gave me a quick tour. It was a nice place. I know... someone who does what you do, it's nice to have that to go to and play and record and do what you do.
My many hobbies.
All trades?
Master of none.
Play music, but that was a long time ago and in another world. Well, not really, but same world. No guitars or anything like that, but it was brass and string. Well, I didn't play strings, but played in bands and a few orchestras and did some choral music and quartets, and that was a lot of fun.
Oh, it's really nice. It's almost like when you got some, you know, backing tracks on you're playing with or stuff like that, or when you're playing with other people, you kind of get, you kind of like meld into what you're doing, and you kind of forget about the rest of the problems of the day. You know, it's like, it's almost like a meditative state in a sense, because you're not thinking about it, all this other stress and whatnot. The stress kind of goes away. You just sit there and play, you know, enjoy yourself.
Right. I love watching impromptu jam sessions where people just pull out an instrument, or they know it's going to be there, but they bring it and everybody's invited, and just watch all the talent and the age differences and things like that. It's just a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. It really is. I haven't been to a good jam session in quite a while, but I'll get there. KB2HXS Mobile Friday.
Or is that LK? Thank you for saying it slow enough for me to copy. And I'm still mobile with a few more minutes to go.
Okay, not there yet?
The start time is 5:30.
Hey, we're running a little bit late. Did they give you a spanking, or did they let it go?
My head's up, and they said that was fine. I'm still able to get to my where I needed to go in plenty of time. They give me plenty of time to, you know, get the tractor, make the pre-trips, find the trailer and all that. So if I need to really hurry, I can do it. It's just, they give me plenty of time. So it wasn't that big of a deal.
Oh, good deal. Good deal. I hate to see you get in trouble. But yeah, you know, you can make some time up here and there, but it's tough to do with those electronic logs.
Yeah, punched in late. That way they knew, because they look on the computer and find out where people are, and they got somebody that watches all that. And if I didn't show up for 10 or 15 minutes, they'd be starting to scramble, wondering if I was even showing up, and they'd have to find somebody to cover it. So heads up is well worth it to them.
Yeah, no, you got to make that tough call, you know. Whoops, I'm running late.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Another county heard from. Go ahead there, Rusty. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, KB2HXS in the group. Go ahead and take it.
Good afternoon, Dave, and I think Shane's in there, and I don't know who else might be in there, but good afternoon to all of you. I was kind of listening along, and right now I'm heading for rehearsal. And then later I'm going to go to barbershop rehearsal. So, typical Monday for me. And I'll go ahead. I think that was Shane in there. Go ahead and pick it up.
It is Shane, N4ZLK. I didn't make it down yesterday to hear you. I hope everything went well at Artisphere.
In there, got set up, had a fairly good crowd listening to us yesterday afternoon, got lots of applause, and a lot of folks enjoyed our music, and we enjoyed doing it, so that's the way that goes. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, excellent. I'm coming into Lyman, yay. This is my most favorite of intersections up here with these two traffic lights by Sam's Club. Which is KJ's and where 129 comes in?
That intersection, but I bet Rusty is.
I know what he's talking about and where he's coming in up there. That's an interesting intersection. That's all. That's what I can say about it most. If you get off, make one of those turns there, you can make another turn, end up going down to the county dump over here, and where they offload a lot of stuff. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, this is right where 129 comes into Wade Hampton, right in Lyman here, and it's just. It's that time of the day where traffic is backed up, and it could be a half an hour before I get through this light.
Been through there, I just can't place it. I don't go that way very often. And Rusty, some of my kids were down there yesterday. I don't know if they were there when you sang, but they sent some video of that young musicians group, what they call them, YAMS, Young Appalachian Music. Did you get to see any of them, or were you busy working?
Well, those folks were singing in a different location than where we were. They were at a different performance site. So, and I wasn't working yesterday. All I did was, we were performing yesterday. After two sessions on Saturday, I wasn't I couldn't go back for another one. I was supposed to do two Friday, and my doctor advised me to avoid crowds for one more day when I call in about how I was feeling on Thursday. Didn't test positive or anything, but he said better off be safe than sorry, so I canceled out my two sessions on Friday. And then went in Saturday and did two sections. And when I left there at about 7:30, headed home, I was super beat, to say the least. Go ahead, Dave.
I got beat up last week with all the calls I got and the rain and everything else. Anyway, gentlemen, I'm going to duck out here for a few minutes. I'm going to keep an eye on the traffic. You guys continue on. Shane, I know you're almost at work. Have a good evening. Rusty, you too. Have a good evening. Shane, over to you. KB2HXS. I'm just going to listen out for a little bit here.
Enjoy it as always, and be careful going home. We'll talk to you later. 73N4ZOK. Go ahead, Rusty.
Good day, because it's starting to rain, so it's going to get, roads are going to get nasty and all, but good to hear you again, and hopefully we'll see you this coming weekend. And Shane, I guess you're on your way to work too, right?
More minutes, and I should be there, hopefully. Ready to start the evening.
For tonight.
The tractor could almost drive itself. I go the same place, unless traffic is different. I have to take a detour, but I'm headed to Granger first thing in Fountain Inn, and I'll run those up to Heron Circle area, drop those off, and come back to Greenville, and then take a load to one place in Atlanta. Possibly take a load to another place, but I have to go over there anyway, and then pick up two coming back from Greenville in the morning.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you did. I thought you had told me before you did loads going to Atlanta. So, and that's a nice little trip down there. And I'm being sarcastic on that nice. I've made too many trips into Atlanta in which it was not fun. So, oh, as they say, been there, done that, don't have a t-shirt, don't want one. And awesome. Well, I'm going to sign with you on this time. I'll listen for your final because I'm about ready to pull in the churchyard up here and I want to get inside. Just got to get stuff started laid out. Catch you later. Be careful on the trip tonight. N4ZLK, W2T, 73s.
Okay, have a good evening. Enjoy that rehearsal. And always good to talk to you. W-U-2-T-N-4-Z-L-K-7-3.